I don't know if it's cloudy or brine.
It's cloudy.
Cause I only have eyes. Clamp. Clamp.
Clamp, sorry, Doctor.
For you, dear.
You seem preoccupied, Donovan. Is anything wrong?
No, nothing, thank you.
If it's me, I can always move to another war. Clamp.
Oh, you pipe down, Pierce. We're working over here. What do you think we're doing over here, playing hearts?
Oh, you're always looking for a fight.
Well, I've certainly come to the right place, Suture.
I don't mind singing in the O.R. I'm liable to bust out myself any minute.
Oh, go right ahead, Colonel. It'll do your old heart, middle-aged heart, good, sir.
You certainly have a winning way, Junior.
Colonel, I wonder if you could help me with a problem.
Well, I hope so.
I haven't received a letter from my fiancé in 4 days.
You want me to write you one?
Not much I can do, Major. Maybe Penobscot's busy.
Yeah, learning to write.
I'll ignore that jealousy-inspired wisecrack.
Has anybody been getting mail?
Suture. I've been getting some fan mail from North Korea. They want me to play Panmunjom after the war.
Peace talks are playing there now. It's a tough act to follow.
Oh, I got mail. I got a wonderful letter from my old Sunday school teacher.
Tell us about it, and I'll step on your foot.
I'm worried about Donald. He works so hard.
Maybe he strained himself thinking.
Don't you wish? He has a mind like a steel trap.
That could be dangerous. If he gets an idea, he'll snap his neck and swallow his face.
I feel like Rip Van Winkle. How long have we been in there?
7.5 hours.
If I weren't certain of being knighted, I'd resign.
Well, I wasn't much help to you, Doctor.
You were fine.
I'm afraid I've got too many things in my mind.
We all do. I can't decide on who to ask to the movies tonight.
I bet it isn't me.
Don't be so sure. Well, how about you?
You're asking me after him?
Oh, he turned me down. I'm on the rebound now. This is your big chance.
I don't play second fiddle.
Forget the fiddle. What do you play?
Solitaire.
Come on, what do you say? Dinner in the mess tent? The room that floats in fat? Followed by a rotten motion picture? It's a perfect evening.
I'm busy.
Going to the auto show?
Post-op. I'm helping BJ follow up in some cases.
You're doing time with Honeycutt? Who sentenced you to that?
I volunteered.
You're turning down the chance to be seen with the Porfirio Rubiroso of Wei Zhangbu.
What a tongue twister.
Oh, you've heard about me.
Maybe next time, Captain.
I'll have my florist send an armful of pussy willows to your tent.
Won't help.
How about a box of dehydrated chocolate? Poor girl's gone bonkers.
Who, Donovan?
Yeah, she turned down the chance to hold hands with me in the flicks tonight.
Oh, someday she'll look back and want to pound her head on a rock.
Is she actually helping you out in post-op?
Is that so crazy?
You two got the mutual irresistibles for each other?
Come on.
Tell me, who's the most devoted family man in the world?
Mickey Rooney.
Who gets an A in fidelity?
RCA Victor.
No, you, both times. So how come she turns down a date with Dr. Jekyll to go work in the lab with Mr. Hyde?
She's helping me with some cases.
I could use a little of that kind of help myself.
Hawk. Her husband's back in the States, and their marriage is in trouble.
Gee, I can't understand why. They're only 12,000 miles apart.
She's really upset about it and works good therapy.
Are you sure there's nothing going on between you two kids?
Honest.
A little hanky-panky after taps?
Scout's honor.
Before?
No.
During?
I'm happily married.
Oh, yeah? I thought that was a contradiction in terms.
Colonel, how'd you like a delicious cup of coffee?
I'd love it.
Me too. This stuff stinks.
Oh. I just don't understand why Donald hasn't written.
Maybe there's another woman.
Fat chance.
Another man?
Donald is so devoted, it's scary. I can certainly tell when someone loves me.
When you kiss him, he clicks his heels.
I can feel his loving arms all the way from Tokyo.
Not bad for a stocky guy.
Maybe he's involved in some of that spy stuff, like parachuting into North Korea.
That's possible.
Is he qualified?
He's made 126 jumps.
Once from a plane.
Mail call, Colonel. We got a letter from Mrs. Colonel.
Bless the dear girl.
Captain Honeycutt, you got three from your wife?
Three.
You got three?
You gotta write them to get them.
Oh, I don't know. Melville wrote Moby Dick and he never wrote back.
Probably on a cruise.
Did you hold hand? A letter from Lieutenant Colonel.
Wonderful. Wait a minute. This letter has been opened. Look.
Sometimes they come like that.
And sometimes they're opened by creepy company clerks who like to peek at intimate personal passages.
Come on, Margaret, that's uncalled for.
It's not fair.
Yeah, and it wasn't even very intimate either.
Nosy jerk!
Come on, Margaret, smell your letter and read it.
Oh, this is terrible.
What is it?
Did peace break out?
It's Donald. He's in Tokyo Army Hospital.
What's wrong with him?
He doesn't say, brave darling.
Could be just a checkup.
Maybe he's having a neck installed.
Or getting his upper lip starched.
You're just jealous because Donald is full-lipped.
I'm getting excited.
Eat your pudding.
How are you doing, Donovan?
Okay.
Obviously. Anything I can do?
No.
Bad news from home?
It's a letter from my old man. A dear Jane. He started out with, dear Carrie. I just don't know how to tell you this.
But he found a way.
Yeah. He did.
Listen, why don't you skip post-op tonight?
No, I'll be there.
You don't have to. I can handle it.
So can I.
Okay.
BJ?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. You know, when you're hurting, sometimes it helps to talk about it. My wife bottles things up, keeps everything inside. So I get in her way in the kitchen. I keep nudging her until she gets sore enough to swing at me. Then out it comes. Anger, tears, the problem, everything.
You must be a good husband.
Yeah, but we miss a lot of dinners. Would you like to talk about it?
No, thanks.
Just like Peggy, stubborn. I'll meet you in the kitchen. You can cork me two good ones.
To be honest, I'd like to talk. But not here. Someplace where we wouldn't be interrupted.
How about Guam?
How about my tent? Oh, that wouldn't do.
Why not?
Well, it wouldn't look right. People might get the wrong idea.
You want to talk in your tent? We'll talk in your tent. After I'm finished here, I'll stop by.
Thanks, BJ.
No problem. Now beat it.
Corporal! Corporal O'Reilly!
Betty!
Ah! Back! What are you doing?
What am I doing?
You're
I don't know.
Just a superior officer!
Again?
I didn't mean to.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I was sleeping, and I was dreaming about... It's personal!
Don't you ever do that again!
I won't ever!
Hurry up! Get up! I want you to make a call.
Okay.
Get up! Hurry up! I want you to call Tokyo.
Okay.
Tokyo Army Hospital.
Right. I got it.
I want to speak to Lieutenant Colonel Donald Podolsky.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's your what you call.
My fiancé, Corporal.
Right. Sparky! Yes, Sparky. Lizzie, get me Tokyo Army Hospital, quick.
And I won't ever mention to Lieutenant Colonel Penobscot about what just happened.
Oh, never, 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 never.
Because
ever.
He's big and strong and insanely jealous.
And he's got the bite of a bulldog.
Who said that?
Nobody. I mean, I just overheard it someplace.
John, are you working that?
Yes, right. Hello, operator. Yes, ma'am, please, give me Lieutenant Donald Colonel Penobscot.
It's
a patient, and it's an emergency. Hurry.
What's going on here? Who are you calling, radar?
Oh, it's for me, Colonel. We're calling my fiancé in Tokyo. I've been worried sick.
What? What, operator? What? Well, ma'am, he's not accepting any calls.
Leave a message.
A message, operator.
Tell him to call Major Margaret Houlihan.
Call Major Margaret Houlihan.
Match 4077. Worried to death.
Worried to death.
Marvin Kisses.
Marvin Kisses.
Aren't you in a premature panic, Major?
He's not taking any calls. This could be very serious.
Maybe he's just resting.
Colonel, request permission to go to Tokyo and attend my fiancé before he dies.
Why don't you relax? Find out what's wrong.
I'll take a chopper in the morning to Kimpo and hitch a ride to Tokyo.
No, Major. Let's be patient for another day. I'm not tying up a chopper and losing a nurse just to find out Penobscot has a simple pimple on his butt.
A simple pimple on his butt?
Radar, where'd you get that lipstick?
Ah, it was an accident.
I told you to keep your mouth shut.
Right, she did.
It was an accident.
Of course.
Good night.
Good night, Major. Why don't you get some rest, Romeo?
Oh, I had a good marriage. The war killed. I wish you were writing this letter instead of me. It'd be so much easier. I know we'll always love you. 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Karen, let me make a little prediction. One fine day, believe it or not, you'll get over all this. The hurt will pass. You'll forgive him and you'll be ready to love again.
It seems impossible.
I know, but someday you'll be glad that guy's out of your hair. A new fellow will come along. Nice, bright guy, a sucker for eyes like yours. You'll start dating, he'll fall madly in love with you. And you'll turn around and clobber the poor slob.
You want me to wake you up when you finished eating?
I didn't get any sleep last night. Gee, I dreamt I was dancing with Major Houlihan and Betty Grable woke me up. Something like that.
Morning.
Morning. You were out awful late last night.
Lots to do in post-op.
You were gone when I woke up this morning.
Couldn't sleep.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were out all night.
Mm-hmm.
You could have called. Mother and I were worried sick.
Dad? Shut up.
I hate to see them grow up. I just hope you weren't wasting your time with some nurse.
Let's say I was sitting up with a sick friend.
Good, good. Start at the beginning and tell me all about it.
Good morning.
Morning.
Donovan, you look like a new woman. Not that there's anything wrong with the old one.
Thanks, I feel better.
Well, why shouldn't we all feel good? Our work is so rewarding. Always lending a helping hand, doing unto others.
Mark, your mouth runneth over.
I'm just teasing. I mean, do I know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, I don't mean it. Should I go?
Just stop talking.
I will as soon as I get my foot out of my mouth. I think I'll put it someplace else. Ah, I'm being paged at the pool. Well, you two carry on. Strike that. This is me leaving. Here I go. Bye. Come on.
Hello?
Hi.
Anybody in there?
I'm sorry. I'm a little preoccupied.
Anything wrong?
Oh, no, no.
I see you're trying the eggs. You're braver than I am.
Will you excuse me, Carrie? I've got a lot of work to do.
One second, please.
Major Houlihan?
Major Burns?
Am I disturbing you?
Not yet. Now you are. What is it?
Firstly, may I say, I'm sincerely unhappy your fiancé is terribly sick.
He's not terribly sick. All I know is that he's in the hospital.
Well, when they don't tell you, it's usually pretty bad.
They haven't not told me. I just haven't been able to find out.
And I'm sincerely not happy you're unhappy.
Thank you, Frank. Anything else?
Oh, yes. I have this little gift to present to you. Oh, it's just a little inexpensive token of sincerity.
Oh, lovely. A Japanese umbrella.
Made in Texas.
Thank you, Frank. That was very sweet.
Well, giving's what it's all about. We had a fine relationship once, Margaret, and this just goes to prove that there's no hard feelings. Oh, I get cranky at times, but we're still pals, okay?
What a nice speech.
It's off the cuff.
Thank you, Frank. I hope we can always be friends.
Oh, why not? I'm always ready if you need me.
I appreciate that, and I'm really anxious for you to meet Donald.
I think about you and here and me just across the compound. I think about the good times we had, Margaret. I'll never forget them.
Neither will I.
A lot of people knock this war, but I can't. It gave me you.
Oh, thank you.
Our friendship is real, Margaret. It's warm, it's honest, it's convenient.
Frank!
I'm doing my best, Margaret! But it's not enough. I can't stand it anymore!
Hey, stop that! Oh, stop. Hold on to yourself!
Not me, you!
Frank, go on! Frank!
Don't break it! I get my money back!
Frank! Frank, hold your phony baloney! Donald.
How do you feel?
Terrible.
You want to talk about
it? No.
Nothing like an old fink to tell your troubles to.
I don't want to talk about it.
Come on. Pour your heart out. I'm a doctor. I can fix it.
Hawk, you're looking at a guy that fell off the Fidelity wagon.
I thought I heard a thump sometime last night.
And I'm miserable. I'm a happily married man. Not like Frank Burns is happy because his wife owns real estate. I adore my wife and my kid and my marriage.
I know.
I don't like being unfaithful. I'm not looking around. I'm lucky to have what I've got.
You're right. You are lucky.
God help me.
BJ, you stumbled last night. That's all. You were helping somebody and it got out of hand. You made a mistake.
I sure did.
What's that?
I'm writing Peg about it.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't be an idiot. You made one lousy goof and you want to punish yourself, but don't punish her. Do not tell Peg. Don't tell anybody what you just told me. This will pass.
Like a kidney stone.
Simply take a vow. Raise your right hand. Come on, come on. I promise to be a good and faithful husband, to write nice, cheerful letters home, to think of Peg often, and to keep my fat hands off Nurse Donovan. Do you vow?
I vow.
I feel better about you already.
Thanks.
My pleasure. It's probably a career for me in saving marriages. You know, I'm going to take a vow, too.
Good for you.
I, Hawkeye Pierce, vow that someday I will take a vow just like his. Amen. But right now, I'm a little late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late.
Lieutenant, what can I do you for?
It's a personal problem, Colonel. My husband wants a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Stateside, is he?
Yes, Colonel.
Well, it's a wonder we don't have more of this kind of casual leave. They say absence makes the heart grow fonder, but I think that's a lot of buffalo bagels. Sit down, Donovan.
I'd like a transfer, Colonel. I'm making a mess of things here at 4077.
You volunteered for this duty, Lieutenant, and you've been doing good work. We need you.
I'd be happier elsewhere.
If you've got problems, people problems, I'd like you to work them out. They don't mean anything compared to what these boys are going through, don't you agree?
Yes, Colonel.
I don't want you leaving because you're hitting a rough stretch of road. Hang on for a while. It's my opinion you can ride it out. Okay?
I'll try.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Colonel Potter, sir.
What do you want, Klinger?
Justice, sir.
Justice in the Army? You're crazy.
You might say that, Colonel.
Oh, I don't like those moist eyes.
Sir, you ever heard of the Toledo Strangler?
No.
He struck 8 times. The Terror of Toledo kills only women motorcycle cops.
So?
The fiend stands before you.
You are the Toledo Strangler?
I confess I am. Extradite me. Send me back to Toledo for a lengthy jury trial.
Why do you do this, Klinger?
The sirens, sir. The sirens on the motorcycles drive me bananas.
Have you read this?
What do you mean?
It says here the last murder took place only 2 weeks ago.
This man's an imposter. Some nut trying to get in on my act.
Beat it, Klinger.
But, sir, what about the newspaper clipping?
What about it?
It says the killer's from Toledo and always uses a yellow scarf. I rest my case.
Paste it in your scrapbook.
I could strangle somebody for you. I don't mind auditioning. A person of your choice?
Grandmother time.
Colonel, I don't expect you to buy everything I bring in here, but maybe just once, okay?
Out, Klinger, before I call a woman motorcycle cop.
Doctor, Captain Honeycutt.
What's wrong?
This one looks shocked. He's waxing. His lips are blue.
What are his vital signs?
Pulse 120, BP 94 over 52.
Give me another unit of plasma.
Right.
Nurse. Good pickup, Carrie. Alert as hell.
Thanks.
We're gonna have to watch him for a while. How are you feeling?
Why do you ask?
What?
What do you care? Those are the first civil words you've spoken to me in a week.
You're exaggerating a bit, aren't you?
No, I'm not. You've been salty as hell. A bear with hangnails.
I wasn't aware of it.
Want to talk about it?
No.
Why not?
Because the last time we talked, we didn't.
That's what we ought to talk about. BJ, it's important to me.
Okay. Nurse. Keep an eye on him for a few minutes. I'll be right inside.
I know how you feel. You feel guilty. But you're blaming me.
No, I'm not. I'm blaming myself.
Only partly. Look, I get your anger every time I come near you. I don't need it.
Carrie, I'm sorry, but you know what happened? I got this enormous attack of the guilts. I've never done that before. I'm hopelessly, passionately in love with my wife.
What's wrong with that?
I don't want to mess that up. I feel like I've betrayed her.
Why? Because you were kind and considerate and sweet to me? Because I was in despair one night and you helped me through it? Are you ashamed of it?
No, of course not, but there was more to it than that.
We didn't plan that. We're still human beings, you know, no matter how hard we try not to be.
Yes, I know. And I'm still afraid.
Of what?
Of you. Because you're right here. And you're so attractive and so close.
So vulnerable.
Yes.
You don't trust yourself. BJ, just because I'm across the compound doesn't mean you can waltz into my tent whenever you want to. I needed you that night, and you were there. I'll always love you for that. Doesn't mean it's ever going to happen again. I can work out my own problem. I don't expect you to be the answer to it. Does that make it easier?
Yes. And no.
We can be friends.
Yes, we can.
Closer than most. Still friends.
Carrie. Very special.
I like you, too.
Okay. Let's go back to work, friend.
Hello? Hello? Lieutenant Donald Colonel Penobscot? Yes, Major Houlihan calling.
Heaven.
Thank radar.
Donald! Margaret! How are you? Oh, darling, I've been worried sick. I was just saying. Colonel, Corporal, may I make my call in private, please?
Certainly.
Donald, how are you? Darling, what's happened to you? Oh, no! No! Colonel, come back in here, please!
What is it?
It's Donald. He's hurt himself by hurting and doing the rope climb on the obstacle course. Donald, you're always training so hard. Colonel, request permission to go to him, please.
We're very busy, Major.
But he has a hernia operation.
We need you here.
He won't let me go. It's this stupid war.
She's right. It's the war.
Colonel, Corporal, may I complete my call in private, please?
Certainly. You'll be out of action for about 4 weeks, Major.
Never mind. Donald, you've got to be more careful of the rope climb.